Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Only the Resurrection podcast. This is Noah, and today I just wanted to share the words in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and that God has given me the Holy Spirit to know what God has prepared for me, to know what God has given me, the hope and the peace and the joy that I have in Him, and also the Holy Spirit to share the gospel. Because this is what Paul says. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Again, while I got to read that, it's not by human wisdom, persuasive, or wise words that people believe in Jesus as Lord. It is the demonstration. It is only the work of the Holy Spirit. How can I, when even if I may bring up arguments and words and whatever it is to present the gospel, it can't be any of that. None of that will ever let a person really know and be convicted. It's only the Holy Spirit that convicts people and lets people know who Jesus is and sin of not believing Jesus. It is the Spirit's power so that their faith, those who I'm sharing the gospel, so that their faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but it may rest on God's power. Again, when it says, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the core of the gospel, that our focus is always Jesus and what He's done for us on the cross and His resurrection from the dead. For He goes on to say, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. And that is amazing, that this worldly wisdom, it comes to nothing. It's futile. But Paul says, no, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. This is our calling. It's our hope, that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. God has shown us all things by His Spirit. That even though this world can see, it says, no eye has seen. I'll read it again. No eye has seen. No ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. So the hope that we have in Jesus, the amazing hope, amazing love and peace and joy, even though it's not understood by this world, God has revealed it to us by the Spirit, by God's words. People in this world can't understand what God has done and is doing. They cannot understand God's words, but God has allowed us to know what He means. God has allowed us to know Him and to meet Him and have a personal relationship with Him. And that is hope. That is true joy. That is why I'm thankful that God has given us everything and has revealed everything to us by His Spirit. He's given us a way to believe in Him, to believe in His words and walk with Him through the proof of the resurrection. So let us ask the Holy Spirit that He may show us. He may show us what God wants and what God is saying, because it says, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men know the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. And this is really important. and I really do love this verse. It says, "We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us." Praise God that we have not received the spirit of the world, but I have the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. To really understand what God has freely given us, His hope, His joy, His peace, His love, His Son, God's Son, that He sent Him to die on the cross for our sins and rose again. Again, it's only the Holy Spirit that really allows us to understand. Because you can know this thing, but throw it away. And for it to not have any reality and implications in your life, in my life. It's only the Holy Spirit that lets us really understand the gospel and Jesus, and for the gospel to be reality, for God's words to be reality. It makes a huge difference, knowledge and reality. Again, it makes a huge difference, especially in the way we live. So this understanding that comes from the Holy Spirit, it's not worldly understanding, but it's reality. Again, we have not received the spirit of the world. We don't belong to the world, but we have received the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. And so I pray for understanding and wisdom, not just to understand God's words and throw them away, but live them out. And to ask Him, to ask the Holy Spirit, that He may help me to understand what God has freely given us, what He has freely given me, His words, His proof, the resurrection. Because it says this, "This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment." And just looking at that, how there's just this clear distinction between worldly and spiritual. That either our perspective is from this world, and we speak according to human wisdom, and what we think is true, or versus this what comes from the Holy Spirit, His words and His truth, which is absolute truth. So many people think that you can make up your own truth, or that there's relative truth, that whatever you think is truth. But God shows us what is absolutely true by His Spirit through His resurrection. It's absolute truth. It's not just, if you think it's true, then it's true for you. It is absolute truth for all people. How do we know? Because Jesus rose again and proved all His words to be true. So we ought to live, not by human discernment or wisdom, but by wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. And I thank God again that I'm not living according to this world, what this world says, but I'm living according to God's words, which is all life. Because this is the last part it says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Amen. We have the mind of Christ. Jesus lives in us. In our perspective, I pray that we might be filled with God's perspective, we might be filled with God's word, so that in everything we see in our lives, our worldview, it might not be what we think, what we say is right, based on our experiences or our feelings, but that everything we see, our worldview, might be founded upon God's words, might be founded upon Jesus, so that we might have the mind of Christ. And that comes from just continually being filled with God's words. It says this in Romans as well, "To be transformed by the renewing of your minds, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." The Holy Spirit is the one who leads me to do God's will. So I pray to live a life led by the Spirit and to meditate on God's words, to know His will, know His heart, be filled with His heart for others, to know His wisdom and be filled with His wisdom, and to overcome sin. Again, overcome all of this because Jesus lives in me. Amen. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for more from the Only the Resurrection podcast as we share God's words and the grace we received, and also the evidence. Thank you so much, and see you later. Bye.